Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, well, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and of course it is Wednesday, and we're here on Workshop Wednesdays on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Super excited today. Just got done speaking to a group of business owners in a breakfast setting, and whenever I get to talk, you know, that always makes me excited. Just like doing a radio show. When I get to move my lips, I'm smiling inside. So thank you for tuning into us today. Thank you for tuning into us every week. We have a great show, as we always do here on Workshop Wednesdays. You can find out more about the network, Tough Talk Radio Network, by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can become a guest on the show by going to workshop-wednesdays.com. And hey, listen, if you're doing something out there that's really helping others, if you can come on the show and show people how you can help them, you know, we're not looking for sales pitches. We're looking for help. So if that's something you could do, hit us up, Workshop. Well, you can just go to Tony at workshop-wednesdays.com, or you can go to workshop-wednesdays.com and register to be a guest. Looking forward to finding out how you're doing things in your neck of the woods. Now, you know, we're heard worldwide, and as they say, there's over 140 million people listening to internet radio per month. And, well, I'm just glad to be one of those shows that people tune into. Got a great show lined up today. Rise up and learn over 365 ideas to go from good to great. And who doesn't want to get to great? Who's not looking forward to getting to good? Life's a struggle, right? So we're always looking for ways to find ways for you to be better. So I spoke about speaking this morning when I started here, and I just want to tell you a little bit about that. I had the pleasure here in Houston to speak to a networking group called Network Texas. And they have about 11 chapters across the city, and it's always a pleasure for me to go out and speak to networking groups because they are like-minded business owners out marketing themselves in group settings to try to grow their business. And, you know, I always speak to them about when your networking is not working. So if you're a business owner and you're out there networking, good for you. It's a great way to grow your business. Probably one of the only ways to be successful in your business. But if you're a business owner and you're not networking, maybe you feel as though you have enough business. Well, that's another show in itself, but I recommend you finding out about the local networking chapters in your area. Now, maybe you don't live in a highly populated area, so maybe there's the Chamber and the Rotary. But one thing for sure is I know that it's a network group for you to network at. And one of the important things is when you show up at that group, you're not showing up there to sell, showing up there to help. I know, it doesn't sound right, right? But let me ask you a couple things. As I was at my group this morning speaking, I had the pleasure of meeting people that were in insurance. They were in multi-level marketing. They were in the funeral business. Actually, it was held in the Dignity Memorial Building, which is a funeral parlor here in the Houston area, and a great facility. So I got to meet a lot of different people, realtors, artists, organizers, financial planners, just all kinds of people. And I got to listen to them stand up and tell about what they do. You know, and I find it interesting, some of the ways that they represent themselves in words and what they do and who they're looking to meet and who they could help. So I'm going to use an example from someone that wasn't in the group today. But I've heard people stand up and say they would like to meet anybody that does or needs or wants. And the key word there that they're making a mistake with is the word anybody. Now, have you ever met somebody named anybody? I haven't. And when someone says anybody, it really doesn't ring a bell. So I wouldn't know how to refer business to that person because it doesn't regulate to me on who it is that I can introduce them to. So, you know, the joke I always have is, just tell me you want to meet somebody named Bob. At least I have an idea who that is. But if you're a realtor, I'm sure you could help anybody that's looking to buy a home. But I don't know anyone, name anybody, looking to buy a home. But I might be but I might know someone that is, well, getting ready to downsize because they have their youngest graduating from college. I might know someone who is found out that they're pregnant and they're looking to get into a house, a bigger space. I might know someone whose parents are getting ready to move into a senior community. So when you're specific about who you want to meet, it's important to make that known to the group you're speaking to, because you got 30 seconds to do that elevator pitch. So it's kind of hard to shove it all in there at one time, because most of the people are deciding how they're going to say their elevator pitch. So they're not really listening. So you got to be specific, and you got to have a plan when you go to a networking group. Just like when you go to the store, you have a plan, you're going there to buy something. But at the same time, if you're a business owner, you better be equipped to talk to anybody in the store about business. And how do you do that? You can't just walk around the store and hand out your business card. You have to be able to wear a smile, be approachable, and approach others. You know, maybe there's two children in front of you with their mother in the line waiting to check out. Talk to the kids. Talk to the mom. Be available to speak to someone next to you. There's a thing we call the 6-foot rule. And if you look 6 foot around you in a circle, anyone in that area is available for conversation. Now, they don't want to hear about buying an insurance plan. They don't want to hear about, you print business cards. What they want to hear about is who you are. And what you want to do is find out who they are. You know, something like, hey, do you live around here? I've seen you here before. You know, how old are your children? Boy, they sure are a handful. I remember when my kids were younger. There's always a conversation you could have. Maybe to start a conversation, you say, hey, you know, why don't you go in front of me? I'm not sure I'm ready to check out yet. Do something nice for other people. It will create a conversation. When you're at work and someone comes in and you're busy, stop what you're doing and be polite. Find out how you could help them. You never know that that could be the million-dollar deal. Most of us are caught up in our own sludge. So it's hard. It's complicated. We don't always take time out for that. So I'm always out speaking about when your networking is not working. And what's not working in it is the relationships that you should be building. Because when you build those relationships, you can build business. Because let's get to the real truth here, folks. No one really cares about what you do until they understand who you are. And the fact of the matter is, there's 1,000 people doing what you claim to be doing. But what's making them call you is what they know about you. So remember, as a pastor once told me, the heart's connected to the pocket. If you have a heart for God, give him your first piece. And I'll never forget that. The gentleman told me that. And it made me move forward in what I was doing. And it made me understand the value of having a relationship with the Lord. Now, I'm not here to tell you that you need to have a relationship with the Lord. That's your choice. But what I'm telling you is, when you sit next to someone in a network setting, or you work next door to someone in another business, you should know who your neighbor is. When you're at home and you have neighbors, you should know who they are. You should be making friends, building relationships in every step of the way. That's just my little piece on it. I hope it was helpful. You can always reach me at tony@tonygambone.com. You can call into the show 347-989-1363. We're always looking for people to agree, disagree, or give us your peace of mind. It all is fair here. So don't hesitate to let us know what's up. We have two guests today, Tom Crawshaw and John Sparks. And so we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back and bring up my first guest, who is recognized as an adventurepreneur. Helps entrepreneurs and business owners face their fears, change their stars, and create abundance in their lives and business through transformative adventure experiences with their companies. Okay, his company is called the Rise Up Academy. So we're going to find out more about Tom here in a second. We're going to take a commercial break, recognize our sponsors. So fill up your coffee cup, get another bottle of water. Make sure to grab a piece of paper and a pencil. If you're listening to the show and you're not taking notes, well, I still appreciate you listening, but I want you to get more out of it. We'll be right back after this break.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tuff Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
All right, well, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time here on the Tuff Talk Radio Network. You can find out more by going to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com, or you can call into the show at 347-989-1363, or you can just email me, Tony@TonyGambone.com. All right, so as I mentioned, my first guest is a gentleman by the name of Tom Crosshaw, and he's also known as the Adventurepreneur. He helps entrepreneurs and business owners face their fears, change their stories, and create abundance in their life and business through a transformative adventure experience with his company, the Rise Up Academy. So I want to just take this time and introduce Tom to the show. Tom, welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in.
Awesome, Tony. No, my pleasure. I appreciate you having me on the show, and looking forward to sharing some stories and insights and some stuff with your listeners that's hopefully going to help them in their life and their business.
So, you know, Tom, before we find out some things about your business, what I'd like to do is allow people to know a little bit more about you. Now, you know, I'm in the South, and I have a Northeast accent, and I'm assuming from your accent that you're not in the States. So can you tell me where you're calling in from and where you're from originally?
Yeah, so no, I'm not in the States, actually. I'm over in the UK. I'm British. I'm from up north near Manchester. I think some of your viewers may recognize that name, that city. And, yeah, so, I mean, without going on for too long, because, you know, my story could go on for hours, but in a nutshell, like, my journey so far has been, you know, I was always brought up, you know, to get good grades, go to school, go to university, get a job. And I quickly found out that path wasn't for me after dropping out of two university courses. I got stabbed 3 times, and that left me in hospital recovering for a month and just sort of pondering what my life was really all about. And kind of, you know, and this was while I was at university. So I was like, well, is university really for me? And that was in my second course that I tried, and that really gave me some time to reflect. And so, you know, a few years later from there, I was working for an agency, marketing agency, and just really not happy with how things were going. And I was only there for 3 months, but I was like, I'm out of here. I'm going to start my own thing. And this was probably 5 years ago now. And so I started my first business, and it did all right. Made some cash, and I wasn't really enjoying the work that I was doing. I knew I was capable of more, but just really kind of struggling to get enough clients coming through. So, and that was actually helping small businesses with their social media marketing. And then, you know, tried a lot of different things, a lot of different programs, courses, business ventures, different partnerships, until I came across the foundation, which was, you know, it's a company run by Dane Maxwell and Andy Drish, and they essentially help people, entrepreneurs, start a business from scratch in 6 months, software business. And, you know, I went through the program and started a software company. It failed. I didn't get any customers for it. Nobody was willing to part with the cash, which was an interesting learning lesson. But then I started PP Mastermind just about, you know, 18 months ago. And I was lucky enough to get a good mentor at the time from mindset and for business. And, you know, last year we took PT Mastermind in 4 months from almost nothing to multiple six figures. So now where I'm at currently is, you know, I've been helping fitness professionals for, you know, 18 months, like I said, and I've helped create, you know, $500,000 businesses, $1 million businesses, people who are just happy making, you know, 10, 15 grand a month. And now I'm in a position where my life feels so alive when I'm outside and do my adventures. I'm a licensed skydiver. I got my license last year in Dubai after completing 25 jumps. I love my rock climbing. I'm climbing 3 times a week. And I feel that people can get a lot out of adventure sports, and, you know, how you handle fear in these stressful situations can really reflect a lot about your mindset and who you are. So that's kind of present day, Tony. I know I've covered a lot of ground there, but just to give you, your listeners, a kind of a snapshot of my progression over the years, that's where, you know, that's my story.
I appreciate that. And one of the things that I know for sure is, one of the things I heard was you said you got stabbed. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of times when something life-threatening happens in our world, it just kind of changes everything inside of us. It just makes us take on a different view of things. And we do credit that to the shift that you made in life, because, you know, we're taught to go to school, get a degree, you know, become successful that way. And especially in today's world, that's not necessary to be successful. But one of the things that happens is we have to go through some experiences before we can see the vision of where we're really supposed to go. So do you think that helped you with that, you know, decision?
Yeah, I mean, at the time, it didn't. Because it was funny. I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to go home, recover, and just start. I was a student, remember, and I just signed for a house with 7 other guys, right? We're all like 20 years old. Yeah, so, sorry, 19 years old, 20 years old. And, yeah, we just want to go out and party. So that's what I wanted to do. And that's what I did for, you know, another year or two after, like, I recovered. And, you know, because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I didn't even know what I wanted to do as a job. I just wanted to make some money, right? So, yeah, but I knew what I didn't want to do, and it was university. I didn't want to do an office job for any kind of length of time. So, yeah, in hindsight now, that was a big shift, a pivotal moment. I just didn't really realize it at the time. You know, that gave me an opportunity to actually quit university and kind of make a fresh start, I guess. But for me, it really did put things in perspective, and I feel very lucky now, looking back on it, that I am still alive. You know, I was laid in the road. I'd lost probably close to 3/4 of the blood in my body at this point. And luckily enough, a taxi driver discovered me in the road and rang an ambulance. And that, you know, that guy saved my life. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been here right now. So, yeah, it was a big moment for sure.
Yeah. And so do you use that experience to help with your clients? I mean, sometimes there's got to be a reason why we want to take on a coach or pay someone to help us, mentor us, or get us through the process. And your experiences have to be compelling to them and make them want to know, you know, well, give you credibility, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, if we look at this on a bigger picture kind of thing of, you know, something bad has really happened in my life. And you can frame it in a number of different ways. You know, I'm stronger now because of it. And it's just something that's relatable. You know, for a lot of my clients, they haven't been through anything quite as severe as being stabbed three times and spending months in hospital. So it kind of, you know, if I'm able to do what I'm able to do, then sure as hell they're able to be able to get, you know, make that first step and start on the path to creating the, you know, the vision and the business that they want, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it, because their little excuses, and I guess that's a fair thing to call them, or reasons, I'd specify, sounds better if I say their reasons for not being able to succeed are nowhere as compared to what you had to overcome to do it, so that can give them the inspiration to get, you know, where they need to be. So that's very good. Very good stuff. So tell me now, with the adventurebreakthrough.com is the name of your website. Okay, discover how to break through your BS and achieve limitless abundance in your life and business. So explain how that works. I mean, what is the service that you do? What is the process people would have to do to get involved with you? But take us down that road.
Sure. All right, Tony. So like I said earlier, like I'm a massive adventurer, and one of my biggest, well, actually my grand vision for my life is to be a global adventurer, to tackle some of the, you know, the most extreme places on earth and actually climb something that no man's ever climbed before. And there's plenty of places in Alaska. So that's just going to be, you know, when I can actually evolve and have the experience to be able to do that. And I do want to be a professional climber and reach that kind of world-class level in my climbing and my skydiving. And also to be able to climb up a big wall, something like in Yosemite Valley or over in Norway, that'll take, you know, a couple of days and base jump off the top. It sounds a bit crazy, a bit weird, but that's one of my biggest life goals right now. And as a result of this whole exploration of adventure and fear and challenge, I decided to share these insights in an experiential format, which I call the Adventure Breakthrough Experience. And, you know, you can go to adventurebreakthrough.com, and that's really how you start the process of the application. But really what it is, it's a three-day adventure where we go away as a really small group of like-minded entrepreneurs, of five of us, and we're going to spend three days together, or two nights, 3 days together, and we go through some workshops and we help frame the adventures that we're going to be doing. And they're going to be pretty extreme. You are going to be scared, and it's going to bring up a lot of resistance for you. But this is where the magic happens, because when we can actually learn some tools to manage this resistance and to manage this fear, and when you're with a like-minded group of people who are all there to lift you up and help you through it, you're just going to feel absolutely amazing and a real sense of accomplishment when, let's say, for example, we go skydiving one day, which is a very realistic possibility. You know, and I've done this multiple times, but when you jump out of an airplane, it's just the most incredible roller coaster of fear and then freedom as soon as you leave the aircraft. It's just something that I feel everybody should do at least once in their life. And the whole Adventure Breakthrough Experience is there to facilitate people reaching and achieving things that they thought were completely impossible. Yeah, my big why and my purpose in life is to transcend limitation, not just my own, but help other people transcend their limitations as well. The only way I feel the best way to do it is through a live in-person experience. So that's, I hope that kind of makes sense and sums up and gives you a clear picture in your mind, Tony, of what that looks like.
Right. So what you're saying is that you're going to bring people and take them skydiving as a group?
Yeah, amongst other things, you know, we might go canyoning or skydiving or, you know, it depends where in the world we are, because these are going to be, you know, you're going to be starting in California, you're going to have one in Europe, and then just build them up around the US and around the rest of it, in Australia, New Zealand. So maybe different locations where people can jump on board.
And so how can people connect with you to do that?
Yeah, so, I mean, I always say this, the best place is Facebook, you know, facebook.com/TomCrawshaw, and you can find my profile, you can request me as a friend, and, you know, that's where I'm spending a lot of my time, you know, that's where a lot of my friends and connections around the world are. So best thing to do is add me on there and drop me a message, and then we can perhaps have a conversation and take things from there.
So one of the things that I try to get from my guest is a nugget, a tip, something that you can tell others that will plant the seed or help direct them to make a better decision throughout their day, their week, or their year. So what is that one thing that you think that people should focus on to help them get through the sludge that we swim through on a daily basis?
Interesting question. There's a lot of stuff flashing through my mind right now. The one thing that I'll share with your listeners is to check in with your feelings more often. Because as entrepreneurs, we can often lose touch of how we're feeling. And it's often these feelings, you know, that can create, you know, negative feelings, negative situations in our life. And, you know, the feelings and emotions are there as a force of creation. And if you're not aware of them and you're not aware of your thoughts, then it's going to be very difficult for you to figure out what's causing you the stress, what's causing the frustration, because this life and business is supposed to be easy, right? No one ever said it should be hard and difficult and an uphill battle all the way. So when you start to become aware of your thoughts and your feelings, you can then really start to make some choices about how you choose to feel, because at the end of the day, it's a choice. Everybody's got a choice, and that's really one of the cruxes of you know, long-term mindset change, is making that choice in the moment.
Yeah, and there's that's a big thing. What you just said is the choices that we make and why we make them, and there's a lot of people who make the wrong choice over and over. And there's a reason why that happened. You know, so sometimes looking inside and finding out the real deal, why we would want to, you know, keep making those same types of mistakes. It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. But I really agree with you there. That's a good tip for people to, you know, just stop and take a look at why you do what you do and see if that's the reason why things aren't going the way you want them to go. Because it's funny, but sometimes, you know, what's the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, you know. So it's hard. It's not easy, but that's why they should get with people like yourself to find out what the holdup is. You know, what's not right, but what you're trying to do. So I really appreciate that. Now, have you written a book?
I have written a book. I'm not really too interested in promoting it right now. It's funny. I wrote a book for fitness professionals last year about Facebook ads and funnels and things. And because Facebook's updated their terms of service so rapidly and so dramatically over the last 12 months, so, you know, some of the stuff in the book isn't really applicable right now. And it hasn't been updated for a little while, so I wouldn't really suggest that's a you know, it's a bit weird not me plugging my own book, but you know, I do have I have a daily email list where I send people mindset hacks every day, and you get a free mindset tool. So you can jump on there at theriseupacademy.com/mindset-hacks, and you can jump on that list there.
Well, Tom, I really appreciate your time today. I think that what you're doing is needed. I think that a lot of people need to be able to understand the snag, what it is that's slowing them down or keeping them from being as productive as they could be, because we're all supposed to be able to have access to greatness. And a lot of times what holds us up is us. So, you know, I really appreciate the fact that that you're doing that, and I want to say thank you for that. I hope that you'll come back, because I have a feeling. It's just a crazy feeling, but I feel as though there's a book coming, right? There's got to be, because if you're living that adventure, it's important that people understand, you know, the results of it, and it'll prove to you to keep on going in that direction. So I hope that you'll come back with us and let us know what's up, and stay tuned so that we can keep upright and learn more about what's holding us up and the things that we're doing.
Yeah. For sure, Tony, I appreciate you having us on the show. And if any of the listeners want to reach out, I'm more than happy to have a conversation, answer any questions.
One more time, let them know how they can get in touch with you.
So it's best thing to do is add me on Facebook and send me a message, which is facebook.com/TomCrawshaw, which is CRAWSHAW. Or you can check out our site, which is theriseupacademy.com or adventurebreakthrough.com.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time today, and we hope to stay in touch with you and learn more about how we could help you market the Rise Up Academy. People could have a 3-day adventure breakthrough experience that offers an online coaching program. So I hope everybody will reach out to you. And once more, the website is theadventurebreakthrough.com, and you can find them on Facebook as well. Tom, thanks a lot for your time today. We really appreciate sharing with our audience.
All good, Tony. Thanks a lot.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a break, come back with another gentleman who is in the States, because Tom was calling in from the UK, and John Sparks is actually in the Dallas area here in Texas. So we're going to learn more about the book he's authored, 365 Ideas to Go from Good to Great on Twitter. And so I know there's a lot of people out there that don't use Twitter because they know how to spell it, they just don't know how to operate it. So we'll be right back after this short break, and we'll talk to John Sparks.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location. Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, and we're here every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. And call into the show, 347-989-1363. My first guest today was Tom Crawshaw. He's the founder of the Rise Up Academy. He's out of the UK. And, he's known as the Adventurepreneur. Okay, and I love how people come up with the different titles. It's very cool. Have you ever thought about what you could title yourself? Anyway, my second guest, John Sparks, who is the author of the exciting new book, 365 Ideas to Grow from Good to Great on Twitter. He's earned the distinction of being the go-to man for Twitter. He grew his account from less than 800 followers to almost 200,000 followers in just 2 years. And he did not buy from Fiverr any of his own followers. Anyway, excited about having John on the show today. Mr. Sparks, welcome to the show.
Hello, Tony. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to have you on the show. I've heard so much about you from Sandy Lawrence, a mutual friend of ours. And, she is always giving me a hard time because I don't use Twitter enough. I mean, I use it, but not nearly enough. And then I get someone on here that's going to show you how to go from good to great on Twitter. I'm wondering, it's probably going to take a whole day show for me to get this, but let's dig into this, John. First of all, before we do that, tell people where you're calling in from, where you're from originally, and how did you get to the Twitter trail?
Well, as you mentioned, Tony, I am from the Dallas area. That's where I currently live. I was born and raised here. This is my home. So based here, best here. And I just have a passion for connecting with other people and building relationships. Look, life is about relationships. And if it's not, it darn well should be. So Twitter is a great platform to grow your visibility. It's a wonderful prospecting tool as well for people that might be in the sales profession. It works differently than the other social media platforms in forming and connecting relationships with other individuals. So where on Facebook you have to send someone a friend request and they have to accept the friend request, and on LinkedIn you have to send them an invitation to connect with you, on Twitter, you don't necessarily have to follow someone, and they don't have to follow you back for you to be able to send them a tweet. So there's a lot of reasons why it's important to be on Twitter, and my background is in television news. I'm a journalist. I started working at television stations around the country and worked here locally at the ABC affiliate as a writer, and then started my television producing career in Harlingen, Texas, just north of the Texas-Mexico border, and went from Texas to Oklahoma to Florida, and then got out of producing and went into public relations for a little bit, and went back to school and got my MBA. And while I was doing that, someone said, "Have you ever thought about teaching?" So I became a school teacher and did that for a while. And then I was like, you know what? I want to just combine my teaching and my MBA background and my media background. How can I best do that and help other people? Because it's all about helping other people. And so I started my own company called Online Image Works and had this goal of becoming a social media power influencer and started writing my goals down on index cards, and here we are.
Just that simple, right?
Well, you know, not that simple exactly, but, you know, look, you can have anything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want. So
yes,
helping a lot of individuals along the way, and, you know, God has been good.
Well, you know, you come from the same area as Zig Ziglar, who said that all the time.
Yes.
And the thing of it is, it's a lot of people don't slow down enough to digest that statement, okay, because they have a good argument. I mean, the mailman shows up 6 days a week and he's never bringing checks. Think of it is, in all your experience and all the different things that you've said, one of the most important pieces of that is the relationship building process. And I'm a big fan of the relationship building process. I think the original networker was Jesus. And after all, I mean, he got 12 to get 12 and they got 12. And now that's like a whole new business model. But the fact of the matter is, what you're doing you teach at a university, I believe, correct?
Correct. I'm at the University of North Texas. I teach courses in online journalism. I'm an adjunct professor there.
And so with the Twitter knowledge, how is that used in your class, or is it even used in your class?
In my classroom, how is it used?
Yes, sir.
So helping my students understand the importance of networking, a lot of these students are going into journalism. They're interested in becoming producers, assignment desk managers. They're interested in becoming sports reporters, on-air sports talent. And so using social media to really emphasize the importance of relationships to them, building resources and contact, and how you do that, how networking works, and
so,
this whole idea that people reach out to people who reach out.
It's a great point. So even though you're teaching them a specific thing in the classroom, the bigger picture of that is as they leave the school and go out into the fresh air of life, the relationship building process is probably the most important lesson they're going to learn in your classroom. And then taking that to the next level to use the biggest platform out there, social media, to do it. Because I'm going to assume, John, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're big on Twitter, but that doesn't mean that you don't use LinkedIn and Facebook, correct?
Correct. I use those as well as Pinterest and Google Plus as well. I mean, people can find me on all of those platforms at I Am John Sparks. So I'm all over the place. However, at the same time, it's about taking our online offline. And those are the stepping stones to offline communication. So really emphasizing that in the classroom to the students. And it's not just about them being journalists. It's bigger than that. Whatever industry they're in, if it's PR, if it's marketing, if it's business, if they want to have their own companies, these are skills they can use no matter what industry they find themselves in, because they may end up like myself where they work in television news for a short period of time and say, you know what, I don't want to move anymore and I want to stay where I'm at and I want to have a family. And it's about having a family and relationships. And so, you know, dropping those seeds and teaching the idea of mindfulness as well on social media, you know, thinking about what we're sending out and what we're posting. Because there is a lot of noise and there is a lot of negativity out there. And so what I say is that, you know, be positive or be quiet. I've really branded myself as positive and uplifting. When you go through my feed, that's one of the things that you'll see is my tweets are positive and uplifting. You know, I empower people. I want to encourage people. There's so much discouragement that's out there right now. And so if you encourage people and you look at social media from a flip perspective and you look at your relationships from a flip perspective and you start encouraging others and that it's not about you and dying to yourself daily, Tony, then you're going to build a following and, you know, people are going to flock to you and they're going to flock to you in droves.
Yeah. And it's so, I mean, it's such a teaching in today's society that it's not all about the individual. It's about helping others so that you're recognized as someone that they want to help And so that's an ongoing process. But I think it's really awesome that you're taking people that are going to be hitting the ground running in the next upcoming generations that are going to make a difference in life, to be able to plant that seed of relationship building. So, I mean, what is it, John, that, you know, what came along and made you say, hey, you know, I got to write a book? Did people ask you to do it? Was it something that you always wanted to do? Did you go kicking and screaming? How did that come about?
Well, I mean, I've always wanted to write a book since I was in elementary school, and I saw the Talented and Gifted kids and the Talented and Gifted program all writing their own books and getting them hardbound, and I always, always had wanted that. And so since an early age, but several people had dropped a nugget my way and said, you know, how did you – go from less than 800 followers to almost 200,000 followers. I mean, it would be nice if you shared your tips on how you were able to gain this following. I mean, people would like to know, and put them in, you know, bite-sized little ideas, if you will, that we can digest fairly quickly. So I took that from them and started working on it, and I started in August of last year and finished probably around November, December, started working on layout and design and all those extra components, marketing of it. So, you know, it's been an amazing journey, and I've enjoyed it. And, you would think that by the title, you know, 365 Ideas to Go From Good to Great on Twitter, that I was thinking when I was coming up with a marketing plan for the book, et cetera, that I'm going to sell a lot of copies on Twitter because the book is about Twitter. But what I found is more people are interested in the book that are on the other platforms and that are interested in learning about Twitter that are not on it already. And even more people are interested in it when I go out to speak. And do speaking engagements about it, or do shows like your show about it, because there's a lot of people that are listening to podcasts or going to speaking engagements that are not on Twitter, not active on Twitter, and are interested in how you even set up a Twitter account. What is a tweet? You know, what is a hashtag? How do these things work? And so, really work to crack the code, not just talk about gaining a following and building a community, but, you know, how does Twitter work?
So, I've authored a couple books. I'm a speaker, and I, of course, radio shows. I run business networking groups. Twitter's a big piece of that. It's a way to get the message out there. But I'm not an expert at it. So one of the things I like to ask you is, as a speaker or as an author, talk about some of the values, the valuable things that can happen using Twitter from that. I mean, I know you can grow a massive community and all that there, but, you know, it's like writing the book, right? You write the book, and it's like, oh, I got the book done. Well, that was the easy part, even though it seemed like the hard part. Now you got to market the book. So right. How does Twitter work as a marketing tool for a speaker or an author, which is, to me, the same person? But how does that work?
So, again, building the relationships, people like to do business with people they know, like, and trust. And so asking people questions is a conversation platform. So it might be asking people, and Twitter's just come out with Twitter polls where you can put, what do you prefer? Like a tweet I sent out today for National I Love You Day is, what do you prefer on National I Love You Day, hugs or kisses? You know, vote in this poll. And so you're seeking for engagement. You're asking for other people to respond. And then when they respond to your questions about what they prefer, if they send you a tweet, then you can retweet them. And by retweeting them, you're helping them increase their visibility. And when you help increase their visibility, they like that, and that makes them feel welcome, special, and appreciated, which is key, how they feel. And since they feel that way now because you've helped them increase their personal brand or their business brand, then when you're pushing out your book or you're talking about your next speaking engagement or you're sending out a picture saying, I'm speaking here or this is my next project or I'm having an issue with this, can you help? Then they're all right there, right by your side, ready to chime in. And that's where you want them to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, Twitter sounds complicated to a lot of people. Especially boomers, and you know, for us types of people. Well, I mentioned a lady named Sandy Lawrence. Okay, she's 70. Okay, and she knows so much about Twitter and uses it so much. So it takes away the whole age thing, not just for young people. It's for anyone interested in wanting to connect with people without having to go all around the world in an airplane. I mean, you can just do all that. You have on your Twitter account 268 followers. Now, you're only following 157,000 people. So it wasn't like you went out and you followed them and they followed you. There was a process to that. And can you explain to the average person that thinks that they follow someone, that they're automatically going to be followed, and if they're not, it's not because it's person is being rude, there's a process there. So explain how that works a little bit, John.
Sure, Tony. So, you know, first of all, let me say it's not about the quantity of followers necessarily that you have. It's about the quality of the followers that you have and the quantity, both together. And so the audience can use, and there are third-party Twitter tools that are out there like socialrank.com. When you have a following the size of the I Am John Sparks account that you're referring to right now, that will allow you to find out and filter who your best followers are, who your most valuable followers are, and who your most engaged followers are. And your best followers are a combination of your most valuable followers and your most engaged followers. And so, again, it's about relationships. And Twitter is a great platform to grow your following and grow your following fast. You have to go out there and follow people. And that is a key a lot of times to getting people to follow you back. And so you go out, and what I recommend for someone that's just starting out to grow their following is to go out there and follow between 125 to 150 new people a day. And after that, give them about 7 days to follow you back. And if they don't, then you flush them. You get rid of them. There's a tool called ManageFlitter.com. And you can set up a filter in ManageFlitter.com that will show you people that you are following who are not following you back. And you can have ManageFlitter show you people that are following you that have not, and you've given them 7 days to follow you and have not followed you back, or how many ever days to follow you and you have not followed them back. And so you go through there and you flesh out those individuals. And then you follow 100 to 150 new people the next day, and you start this process over again. And you locate these individuals to follow. And so a great tool to locate the individuals to follow you might be Twello.com, Twello, T-W-E-L-L-O-W, T-W-E-L-L-O-W.com. It's like the yellow pages for Twitter. And so you can go in there and you can do a search by industry on Twello. And you can call up list of individuals, or you can do a search on Google for a list of people in your specific industry, influencers in your industry, and find their Twitter accounts and go on there and find who's following them and who are they following. And you can even set up a managed Twitter using ManageFlitter.com, a filter on managed Twitter to show you individuals that are following those folks who you're not following. And you can also tell managed Twitter to set it so that when you follow those individuals, you don't refollow them again. So you're not following the same folks and come across as a spammer. So those are some ideas that I would have for people that are looking to grow their following. The other thing is after you follow them, start conversations with them and assume the sell. And in the first tweet that you send them, thank them for the follow back. Assume that they are going to follow you back. And ask them a question. Don't just say, thank you for the follow back. Thank you for the follow back. How is the weather where you are today? Or some other type of did you know question that will get them to engage with you. Because that's what the goal is, again, is relationship. And so, you know, I can't tell you how many times I receive tweets that just say, thank you for following. And I respond to them. I say, thank you for the follow back. But I've got to look at their profile then and come up with a question, a conversation starter to, you know, get the relationship going. And so be proactive and get out there and follow individuals and start conversations with them.
So it's always the process of building a relationship, and you can't build a relationship unless you show interest. You can't have interest unless you ask questions, and you can't ask questions unless you're willing to listen.
Absolutely.
And the relationship continues, and that is the definition of how to gain thousands of followers on Twitter. Now, what about what you post up on there? Does that have anything to do with the followers?
Sure, it absolutely does. And so you want your account or your feed, your Twitter feed or Twitter stream to look like a variety show where you're sending out diversified content. So even though I have branded myself as positive and uplifting, there's a lot of things that fit in that category. It could be a Bible verse. It could be a quote that I send out with a graphic attached to it. It could be pictures of, you know, my nieces or family members, or, you know, just with smiles, enjoying, you know, what have you. But you want it to appear like it's a variety show, and so that people don't know what they're going to expect, and they're going to be surprised at any time they tune in. You could be doing a Twitter chat. You could be sending out any of these other things that I'm talking about, but it's rich and it's diversified. Diversification is key.
So as I tell people in network settings, when you meet someone, they don't really care about what you want to sell them. What they'd like to know is a little bit about who you are, right? So it always comes back to that. You know, when you're posting something up on, or if you want to ask questions to engage, I've asked people how many people are they friends with on Facebook, and they say, well, Facebook doesn't work for my business. I said, well, how many friends do you have, and how many times do you ask questions to find out what their interests are? And it has nothing to do with what your services is, but what their interests are. So you know who's even paying attention to you. So I'm assuming, please correct me if I'm wrong, that on all social media, it's really important to engage with people to build that relationship on interest or common interest, or to entertain them or finding ways to stay in front of them without selling them. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. And the other key that you touched on there, Tony, was really knowing and identifying who your audience is, what their background is. And so using the analytic tools that are out there, you know, Twitter Analytics is a great tool to find information and background out on who's following you. SocialRank.com, as I mentioned earlier and talked about, is another great tool. There's another tool that I talk about in 365 Ideas called TweetChup, TweetChup, where you can type in the user's name and you can see the hashtags that they use most in their tweets. It will also tell you the people that they talk to most in their tweets. So if you're interested in trying to connect with someone and they're not responding to you, then perhaps maybe what you do is, and I call this in my book, strategically stalking with excellence in a good way, finding out who that person talks to most on TweetChup and starting a conversation with that person. And so that would be the equivalent on LinkedIn as maybe a second or third level connection, a number two or three level connection, but on Twitter instead of LinkedIn. So using these analytical tools to assist you to find out who your audience truly is and who they're connected with and who they're talking to.
Yeah. Well, John, Hey, time goes so quickly here. I got to have you back on the show. There's so much value here. I'm going to be coming up in the Dallas area here in the next 6 weeks. I'm going to have to try to steal some time and have a cup of coffee face-to-face with you. I think what you're doing is awesome. I think the fact that you're doing what you're doing in the college setting with students that are going to come out and face the world, I think you're planting a seed there. I mean, the Twitter thing is huge, but I think the relationship skills that you're teaching, well, that ripple effect will be felt for many years from the people that go through your classes and the people you reach out and touch. So I really feel thankful to have you on our show today.
Well, I'm thankful to be here, and I also really appreciate what you just said. That made my day and touched me deeply. So I appreciate you recognizing that and bringing that to the forefront, and I look forward to connecting with you as well when you're in Dallas. That would be great.
Well, I appreciate it. And just tell everyone how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. So they can email me directly at iamjohnsparks@gmail.com. I'm open to that. They can also reach out to me on Twitter at iamjohnsparks and all the social media platforms. It's facebook.com/iamjohnsparks. Also linkedin.com/in/IamJohnSparks. But I am John Sparks on all the social media platforms, or again by email at IamJohnSparks@gmail.com. And the book is called 365 Ideas to Go From Good to Great on Twitter. They can do a search for it on Amazon. It's also in the Kindle store as well. And you search just 365 Ideas and it should pop right up for them.
Okay, and one last thing, John. I know that we're probably out of time. This is important. Give them one takeaway today that could be helpful to them.
Well, again, people reach out to people who reach out. So it's not about you. Go out there and encourage someone today, because there's a lot of people right now that need to be encouraged.
Awesome. Appreciate your time, man. Look forward to connecting with you soon, and I just hope you have a great day. And thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today and sharing this great information.
It was a pleasure to be here, Tony. I hope you have a blessed day, too.
Thank you. Folks,
thank
we're
you,
up against the clock. We're out of time, so it's exit. See you next week. And I hope that everyone has a blessed week as well.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.